Ted Bone's a researcher at Argonne National Laboratory in the Chicago suburbs, and he's showing off his ride.
So this is a prototype plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and the rear half is a 10 kilowatt-hour battery.
It's a modified Saturn View with a big old lithium-ion battery in the rear. That battery's like what runs your iPod, only it weighs as much as a linebacker.
If you actually had to drive less than 40 miles on a typical day, you could drive the whole day without starting the engine.
Could you drive this very vehicle 40 miles round trip without starting the engine?
Close, if you drive slowly. So to be honest, 25 to 30 is what we'll really do. Driving on a nice day downhill with a tailwind is 40, more realistically 25 to 30.
The thing is, you don't hear those little caveats from some people, like, say, General Motors.
You plug it in, and they expect you'll get up to 40 miles without a drop of gas.
Wow.
The Chevy Volt, I've heard the future, and it hums.
That 40-mile range is based on Environmental Protection Agency tests. Argonne scientist Aymeric Rousseau, with backing from the government, compared those measures to how people drive in the real world. Based on more than 100 drivers in Kansas City, he found that 40-mile range shrinks to about 30. Flip on your AC, and it's more like 20.
People now think about, you know, your mileage may vary. Now we have to think about your electrical distance may vary depending on how you drive and what accessory you're using.
Rousseau says factors like aggressive driving sap the all-electric range. And don't forget, we're talking Kansas City here.
When we talk to people from the EPA, they actually say that people in California drive a lot more aggressive than in Kansas City. So what we found is significant, but people in the U.S. on average may be even more significant.
General Motors concedes the point. Rob Peterson's a spokesman for GM. He says driver behavior can have some effect on the all-electric range, though
I wouldn't go as low as 28 to 32.
He says for a reasonable driver, the Volt can still get about 40. And how about those pedal-to-the-metal Californians? Well, he says GM studied exactly those people.
For 64% of the people that we tested, they would be able to finish their day with a petroleum-free and a tailpipe emission-free commute.
That's not exactly what Argonne found. Granted, the batteries they looked at were a little smaller than the Volts. Size does matter when it comes to batteries. Saeed Al-Halaj teaches at the Illinois Institute of Technology. He says car makers could build a battery that would boost up the all-electric range. The problem is money.
If you're talking about 25% increase, you know, from 30 to 40 miles, that could mean thousands of dollars. So that could take that vehicle out of the price range that will make it actually practical for the industry to make it.
Al-Halaj says as the technology improves, so will drivers. People are already getting better at squeezing fuel efficiency out of their cars.
For the first time, I see people even worried about closing the window versus opening the window because of drag. And we're talking about common people here just trying to pay attention to, you know, if your tires are not probably inflated, then you have problems. So people start adapt and probably get the best out of their battery systems.
So it's not that a plug-in hybrid can't get 40. It's just that you need to drive like a grandmother to do it. But if gas prices continue to climb, we may be seeing a lot more grannies behind the wheel. For the Environment Report, I'm Gabriel Spitzer.